This weekend is Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of February, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, beginning the 4th week of Ordinary Time. Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short, sing the song of Simeon from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. As I listen, can I become aware that I am in God's presence now? That I too am God's servant, and that I too am part of this story of salvation? This day marks the completion of 40 days since the birth of Jesus, when Mary and Joseph took the child to the temple in Jerusalem. The requirement in law was for Mary to be cleansed. The completion of her purification following the birth of a male child. Until that day, she could touch no holy thing, nor enter the sanctuary. Yet on seeing the Holy Family, Simeon praised God and acclaimed the infant as the light to enlighten the nations, and the prophet Anna gave thanks and proclaimed him her Redeemer. The image of Christ as the light has led to the celebration of light countering darkness, with candles often taking a central place in the observance. In this weekend's reading from the Gospel of Luke, we hear the story of the presentation of Jesus in the temple.
After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. And he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too."
We get a picture of Simeon in this reading as an old man who's been waiting for many years in faith and in hope, looking forward to the coming of the Chosen One, the one who would bring liberation and peace to a troubled world. Can you identify with him? Can you imagine what those years were like for him? Perhaps there are hopes that you have held in your heart for many years, waiting in faith for their fulfillment. The good news is that Simeon is not disappointed. The one he's been waiting for all his life enters his temple. With the eyes of faith, Simeon recognizes who this little baby is and praises God. Imagine for a moment Simeon's feelings at that moment as he takes the child in his arms. As you hear the story again, listen especially to what Simeon says, his words to Mary and Joseph, and his words to God himself. What he has to say about this child, the long-expected Messiah.
After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. And he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Can I talk to God now about what I long for, what I am waiting for, and what signs I would recognize of these hopes of mine being fulfilled? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.